With the commissioner of the Northwoods League, Ryan Vaz, I'm Mike Grimm. And first of all, Ryan, hey, it's the boys are back in town. Baseball is underway this week in the Northwoods League. You got to be thrilled about that.
I tell you what, it's amazing how fast the offseason goes. And before you know it, you're gearing up. And this is the time of the year where you wish you had a few more weeks to prepare. But once it comes around the corner, you just want to get it started. A lot of excitement in the air with players being in 21 different Northwoods League markets, host families welcoming players into their homes, and all the ballparks will be filled up here in the next upcoming weeks.
Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, you always want a few more days or a few more weeks, but I would guess in relative terms to a year ago at this time, you had a lot more time to get ready because, you know, a year ago, May, we weren't sure whether you'd have a season and what the regulations would be. And thankfully, I don't know if we're back to normal, but thankfully, I think we're, for your purposes in terms of business and baseball and family fun and all that, it's pretty close to normal now.
Yeah, no, very, very, very similar. And I think back to 2019, that's kind of all of our comparisons. We forget about 2020, and 2021 had a few roller coasters as well. So we compare everything back to 2019, and it was a fun offseason because you were able to get out, meet with people, sell tickets. People were excited to get back to the ballpark. And so if anything, we probably hit the streets and tried to sell as many tickets as we could. And now we've run short on time in terms of the operation to pull off. How do you fulfill all the promises that you made in the offseason?
Yeah, always the administration of promises is the some of the tricky part, right? No matter what you do.
Exactly. So that's what it is. You know, you spend 9 months out of the year preparing for a 3-month schedule, and it's an intense 3 months. But the offseason, you get to, you know, work regular days and sell tickets and be engaged in the community. And then the summer rolls around, and then you get to see all of your efforts by people entering the stadium and really leaving their problems behind and coming out to the stadium and having fun.
What have you heard feedback-wise just from fans that maybe you've sold tickets to, businesses that want to help support the Northwoods League and teams across the upper Midwest? What's the feedback been like this year?
Yeah, no, the excitement is at an all-time high. In terms of, it was interesting to see where we would bounce back from an entertainment standpoint. Where were the discretionary dollars going to be spent? How do you get fans back to the ballpark that maybe have made changes in their decisions of where those dollars are spent? And so we saw a little bit of that last year, but really I would say in full force this year, the excitement at an all-time high, the fans wanting to be back to the ballpark, and you know, across the entire league, this will be it'll be a big year, I believe, in terms of fans entering the gates at the ballparks.
Yeah, and do you figure, too, maybe fans are just everyone, right, just getting a little more comfortable with getting back to, hey, being in gatherings and being around crowds, where I'm sure last year people maybe wanted to go watch a ball game, but I'm not sure. And I think we're getting to the point now where people are comfortable, as weird as it sounds, comfortable getting back to gatherings and crowds and hanging out with people.
Yeah, no, I think there's a comfort level, and I think there's also a kind of a new appreciation for it. And I saw a little bit of last year in 2021 where people felt like things were kind of taken away from them and people were down in the dumps. And so to realize it was kind of like this new surge of appreciation. It seemed like, hey, we might have had a Northwoods League team in our community for 10, 20 years and it was taken away. And I haven't been able to do the things for a year or two. But now to be able to come back to the ballpark, there's kind of this newfound excitement within the product that we have on a nightly basis.
And then from that standpoint, now you're dealing with players and fans. Are there still protocols, or is this totally, you know, pre-pandemic type of situation to run this out for a 72-game schedule?
Yeah, and pretty similar to 2019. We're still, respecting people's desires. We do have some host families that hope that, or has the desire that, a player is vaccinated that's living in their home. So, you know, without the host families in these communities, this league wouldn't exist. And so in each of the markets, there's 30 to 35 host families. And if a host family has the desire that a player or two that's living with them is vaccinated, we do our due diligence and we make that happen. And what we're finding out is that the majority of the players have been vaccinated by being at their university. So, pretty much close to 2019. And so that's an exciting time for us because for 2020 and 2021, it was a couple of rough years, but we're back, I guess. So
Yeah, and I'll ask you, too, I think I asked you this when we talked last year also, just generally, tell us about the Northwoods League. I think, you know, diehard baseball fans understand it. I think there are probably fans out there is like, is that a minor league? Are those professionals? Are they college? It's a wood bat league. Tell us about the league because it's, I mean, it really is, you know, about family fun and about developing young players to potentially be pro players, right?
Yeah, no, the concept was to give these guys a minor league experience without jeopardizing their eligibility. So, you know, the idea 29 years ago was to start a summer collegiate league, which began in 94 with five teams and to play in communities and provide entertainment at these ballparks, some that existed, some that have been built since, and to really be an entertainment piece for the community, but also to give an experience for these players to play. And rather than them going back on getting a part-time job to use this to hone their skills, become better players, and then use that as a stepping stone for them back at their university. So very, very good league from a wood bat. These guys are swinging composite aluminum bats in college ball to be able to swing a wood bat and to be able to play across the country in these communities has been unbelievable. And the relationships that have been developed. But there's a business aspect to it as well in terms of being able to engage in the community and you know, put it all together from a player side to it as well as an entertainment standpoint.
Yeah, and it's all part of that, right? I mean, many of these communities, I know you're based in Wilmer. I mean, that's a pride of a fact of pride for Wilmer. You've got stuff to do. You can go watch a ball game. You can have a hot dog at the ballpark. And then these young guys get to showcase themselves in front of scouts and fans.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing a lot, too, is a lot of the business community that is supporting Northwoods League baseball in their market. And if you're a business owner, you believe for the most part that this is good entertainment, it's family fun, it's quality of life in your community. So if you're in Wilmer, Minnesota, you understand that you're trying to retain young professionals in your community, have them raise families and make the community better. And they want to be supportive of the Stingers and they want to be able to continue to have Northwoods League baseball in their market, whether it's Wilmer or St. Cloud or Mankato. And so the business community is very, very impactful of what we do. I'd like to say that we open the gates in Wilmer and 1,000 people show up off the streets to buy a ticket. But a lot of those tickets have been purchased by businesses and then given to their employees or customers. And so a lot of the heavy work is done in the off season in preparation for the upcoming season.
And not just baseball players, and I'll ask you about their development, but you mentioned the business part of it as well. Even you, I know you started, right, as an intern in this league many years ago and have worked your way up to commissioner and running a franchise. And, you know, you have team broadcasters and photographers and communication interns and equipment guys, I suppose, and all these people, and I say guys, women, of course, involved as well heavily, and they also are getting their crack at learning baseball and maybe can move on to places of business, whether even sales and marketing, I suppose.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the staffs of these teams have grown. And I think back from when I started in 98 in St. Cloud, there was three of us. You know, there was the general manager and two interns. And now you have a full 10, 12 interns for us here in Wilmer. And there's markets in the Northwoods League that have 20 to 25 interns. And so you go from the offseason having your full-time staff to bringing in the players, bringing in the coaches. The league has really tried to create separators from other summer collegiate leagues. And one of the biggest one is the video broadcast. So any fan on a nightly basis across the country, across the world, can go to northwoodsleague.com and watch the games for free. New this year, we've added a game in each of the divisions on ESPN Plus as well. And so that is a huge exposure piece to the Northwoods League being able to follow these games for free. It was a paid subscription 2 years ago. Last year was the first year that it was free. And now you have a director, an assistant director, three camera guys that are running it. You're putting together a video broadcast every single day, a pregame show, a play-by-play guy that's with it, a full graphics package. So it has really evolved into quite the production from that standpoint that I would have never have guessed was going to be taken to this kind of level.
Well, and it's all part of the process you think about. I know I'll ask you about this in a minute, too. You know, all the big leaguers that have come through and gone out of the major leagues, you're now starting to see, even I have traveling with the Gophers, I'll run into somebody, you know, we play Virginia Tech, and, oh, that guy was at St. Cloud. He got his start there. And now you're seeing Major League Baseball broadcasters who cut their teeth, you know, in a Wilmer or in a St. Cloud or a Madison, Wisconsin or what have you.
Yeah, it's a great league for the players. But like you're saying, I mean, from a front office standpoint, whether you want to use this as a stepping stone as a broadcaster, we always thought that the video production internship is one of the best. This is a place for to come in and learn, make mistakes, get better, and be able to leave with hopefully a really good reference, but also being a part of a team over the course of the season. So if you intern in the Northwoods League, it's usually a good one, because if you want to do an internship for another franchise or another sports team, they look at the Northwoods League schedule and see you play 72 games in 75 days. And if they know you can make it through the Northwoods League season, odds are you can make it through a season at their level.
I know the list gets longer every year, but who are some names of players that baseball fans at the major league level would recognize that have gone through all of this, lived with a host family and wherever, gone up through the minor leagues, and now we're watching them, you know, in big league baseball? Who are some of the bigger guys?
Yeah, you know, a couple of the two big names that are always brought up, which are some of the bigger ones in baseball, but, you know, Max Scherzer, you know, faced Chris Sale. So Chris Sale and Max Scherzer are both from the Northwoods League. And Pete Alonso, which was kind of a fun story from not too long ago. The list continues to go on and on in terms of players that have made it. So for us here in Wilmer, we've had 9 guys in 12 years make the major league level, 6 of which were on opening day rosters this past year. And so you can go all the way across the entire league. You know, it never fails for us. We watch the Minnesota Twins, right? And Hunter Dozier, for some reason, always hits home runs against the Twins. And it's cool if you're a baseball fan to look back and say, that guy was a shortstop for the Stingers. And now he's, you know, winning ball games for the Kansas City Royals against the Twins. So that's the cool piece if you're a baseball fan. But a majority of our fan base are coming out for the fun factor. Mm-hmm. They might even leave when the game is tied to go home. And that's okay. This is a social venue for people to go to. And but if you're a true baseball fan, this is some cool stuff to watch. So one interesting piece will be that this year's upcoming draft in July for MLB, there's a player by the name of Brooks Lee from Cal Poly that played in Wilmer 2 years ago. And he's ranked as one of the top 5 draft picks to go in the MLB draft. So it'll be interesting to see if he truly ends up being the highest pick in the history of the league. So there's a lot of good players come through the league that are going to get opportunities.
Yeah, so exciting. And then, you know, you talk about the exposure for these players, these college kids from all over the country. How many scouts might there be, you know, at a given night, you know, in Wilmer, Minnesota?
Yeah, you know what? It ramps up really now in particular because the draft is in July. So when the scouts used to come out, they were scouting for years down the road for the next year or 2 years. Now they're coming out and they're scouting between now and the middle of July when the draft is taking place. So we will see more and more scouts as the draft time approaches. Interesting piece with that 4-camera shoot with Synergy, with TrackMan. We now have all the data that we can provide to these MLB teams that they don't necessarily even need to be in the ballpark anymore, which is interesting. You used to go from probably seeing 6 or 8 scouts on a nightly basis to now to be 2 or 3. We won't see as many when we get out of the gates, but as we get closer to the middle of July, we'll see more and more scouts that'll be kind of taking their last look, I guess, before draft day.
Teams have their rosters. How do they come about acquiring the players to make sure, hey, I want this guy? And I'm guessing there's a few guys still maybe playing, right? The College World, I guess the NCAA tournament, not the World Series yet, but the tournament got that field was announced this week. So a few of those guys are still in action on those 64 teams. But how does that all work?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the roster size in the Northwoods League is 35 players, and you can sign 10 temporary players. So at any given time, you can have 45 guys under contract. And then you announce a report date, and the Division II World Series starts next week. As you mentioned yesterday, the NCAA announced their regional teams. So before you know it, you feel like you might have a bunch of guys that are going to report. And before you know it, you're using all 10 of your temporary guys who might be local players or colleges in the surrounding area. And your roster will go for us last night in Willmar. We opened up with 19 players in Rochester. Tonight we'll be at 20. Tomorrow we'll be at 24. By the weekend we'll be at 26. And then that roster will just continue to grow to that 35 limit here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Because there are, I mean, there's some schools that don't even, that aren't even finished with school yet that are on the quarter program. So between injuries, the quarter program, Division II World Series, and the Division I regional, it gets to be a skeleton crew, but before you know it, you'll have 35 guys in the dugout ready to play.
That's great. And these kids are also pretty committed, right? I mean, there's some bus rides that they're taking that aren't always short, and you know that they love baseball if they're going to, you know, do some of that stuff.
Yeah, we always joke, you know, this is the time of year early in the season. They don't bat an eye on a five-hour bus trip between Willmar and Waterloo or from Bismarck to Lacrosse.
Yeah.
Halfway through the season, you know, they start looking at those dates and they know what that bus trip is all about. So that's what it's at the next level, playing every day, riding on buses, staying with host families. And, you know, when they've done interviews with big leaguers, they say, what do you remember about the Northwoods League? And 9 out of 10 of them say they remember it was a grind, and that's what prepared them for the next level. I think about Hunter Dozier, and I think he hit 270 for us when he was in Willmar. Talked to him and his dad at the end of the year. He was disappointed. It was the first time he probably didn't hit 300.
Yeah.
And had some failure. So you got to be able to face the failure and grow from it and take it to the next level. And so the league definitely breaks you down if you're a player wise, and you got to be able, it's a marathon by playing that many games.
Last one for you as we get rolling with the season underway this week. Kind of take us through the divisions, you know, how it shakes out. I know we mentioned that the Thunder Bay team won't go again. You'll have kind of that, I don't know what else to call it, kind of that ghost team in the Twin Cities. Yeah. And then it all leads up to what, the playoffs in August?
Yeah, no, it, you know, a 22-team league, 10 teams in one division, 12 in the other. You have the Great Plains and the Great Lakes division. The Plains division is 9 franchises, and the Minnesota Mud Puppies is the 10th team based out of Eagan, Minnesota. It was an idea 2 years ago when Thunder Bay weren't able to go back and forth with Canada. When we put together the schedule last fall, there were still restrictions to go to Canada. We had to make a decision of what was the schedule going to look like given what we knew last fall. And so there's 10 in the Plains, 12 in the Lakes. There'll be a best of three series out of the gate for each of the divisions. Then there's a single elimination to win your division, and then a single elimination with a one-game take-all as a championship. So we're coming off 2019 and 21 with Traverse City being back-to-back champions. And so everybody is, you know, right now there's one game under everyone's belt by playing last night. And the playoffs start the middle of August. The players are trying to get back to college. You're trying to keep the rosters in place. So it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to be able to see how it all comes, you know, together here at the end. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's exciting certainly for everyone here in the Upper Midwest and in Minnesota to see, you know, the number of players that come into the state and a chance for families to go out and have some fun and watch ball.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it's crazy. This, you know, the All-Star game this year is in Wisconsin Rapids. And then we'll do a showcase in lacrosse. So these guys will get plenty of exposure, plenty of baseball, and we're just excited to be able to play another year.
Yeah, give us one more quick one, the website, so people can watch the games, any game they want.
Yeah, if you go to northwoodsleague.com or you go to any of the franchises, there'll be a watch live click that you can watch it. As I mentioned, there's an ESPN game each night in the Plains and the Lakes division. You have to have a subscription on ESPN Plus to be able to watch those particular two games. But all of the other broadcast games are free of charge, and it's kind of fun. You can bounce around and watch multiple games that are going on a nightly basis by watching the live broadcast.
Yeah, so cool. Well, very good. I'm glad the season's underway, and it looks like it's going to be a fun summer.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.